But I have one last quiet day weather-wise before things turn more active heading into the weekend. Wintry precipitation is expected across the area Friday and Saturday. Today, it'll be mostly sunny, with a high only about 28. A draft task force report obtained by the Associated Press suggests lightening Illinois' property tax burden by consolidating local governments, ensuring that property assessments are standardized, and getting better information on commercial properties, as well as tightening up procedures for appealing assessments. The task force was pushed by lawmakers skeptical of Governor Pritzker's plan to ask voters this fall whether to adopt a graduated income tax structure. The lawmakers want to ensure that additional revenue from income taxes helps reduce property taxes, which are among the highest in the nation, behind only New Jersey. Illinois lawmakers demanded answers yesterday about the practice of locking kids in seclusion rooms in schools. It was the first legislative hearing since a news report brought attention to the practice late last year. Mike Smith has more.
The story from ProPublica Illinois and the Chicago Tribune revealed thousands of incidents in which kids with special needs were locked away, usually alone, and often for reasons that broke the law. Vanessa Foley, mother of a 9-year-old on the autism spectrum, said she wasn't shocked by the report.
But what really angered me was the fact that such criminal abuse went on for so long with little accountability. Where was the oversight? Who was in charge?
Experts and advocates at the hearing told lawmakers schools need more resources for training and oversight of all staff. Education officials also said there was a difference between legitimate therapy-based de-escalation techniques and the abuse exposed by the investigation. I'm Mike Smith.
One of the groups trying to limit the use of seclusion rooms in Iowa schools says it supports a set of reforms that will go before the State Board of Education. Grant Gerlach reports.
Under the proposed rules, students can be removed from class and isolated in a seclusion room only to prevent bodily injury to themselves or others. It cannot be done as punishment. Daniel Zeno is policy director of the ACLU of Iowa, one of the groups that petitioned to change the rules. At a public hearing, Zeno said petitioners wanted stronger restrictions, but the proposal takes some steps forward.
Adding the language that seclusion and physical restraint should never be used for discipline or punishment is really important. 29 other states have already done that, and so making that clear is a really important and good step in the rules.
The proposal says seclusion rooms must be at least 54 square feet in size. It also requires school districts to report seclusion and restraint data to the Department of Education. I'm Grant Gerlach, Iowa Public Radio News.
Now that recreational marijuana is legal in Illinois, some officials in Iowa are warning residents to be mindful of state law. Kate Payne reports.
As of the new year, out-of-state residents can go to Illinois to buy recreational pot, but it's still illegal to transport the drug across state lines or to drive impaired. Some Iowa law enforcement officers say they'll be keeping an eye out, especially in the eastern part of the state. A bridge from Illinois leads right into downtown Dubuque. Here's County Sheriff Joe Kennedy.
We just want people to understand that when they go over to Illinois and they buy it, even if they may buy it legally over there, as soon as they cross the state line, it's no longer legal and we are going to enforce it as such.
When it comes to driving under the influence, it can be difficult to test for marijuana impairment because of how the drug stays in a person's system. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, there's no national standard for drugged driving like there is for drunk driving. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.
In college basketball, Nebraska beat Iowa 76-60. Iowa State hosts Kansas tonight. Illinois to Wisconsin. Western hosts Fort Wayne. The Augustana men's team is at Elmhurst. The women's team hosts Elmhurst tonight. And St. Ambrose is at St. Xavier. The Bulls were at New Orleans. In hockey last night, the Blackhawks lost to Calgary 2-1.